This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed, it's Bat Squad Radio, episode 17 here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded on the 4th of July, 2015. Folks, my name is Kev, I'm host of the show, alongside my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First, seated over here to my right is Tom Holland's new number one fan, New Jersey Spider Denny.
Who?
The new... We'll get into it later.
I don't like it one bit.
Okay, why are you wearing a Batman cowl, Bat Dave?
Greetings, citizen of Gotham.
No, we're not doing this. It's not happening. Not today. Not on America's birthday. I'm not allowing this to happen.
But the world needs to hear about my Batcopter flight.
All right, well, Buster's here, too. Buster the Bat Dog, always a pleasure to have him on the show. Good, Buster. That's great.
Buster's also in full costume.
Your Adam West voice sounds nothing like Adam West. So, here we are today, cheesing off all of our wives and girlfriends because we're recording on the 4th of July. And we'd only be doing that if there was a special occasion, right, Dave?
That's right.
Okay. Stop talking like Adam West, because I'm going to have you do the
intro. It's really annoying.
Yeah. It's not even good. It's not like, well, citizens of Gotham.
That was even worse.
That was bad.
How about we compare my Adam West to your Bane?
No, because I would rule you in that. All right, so folks, without any further ado, let's get the show started. Dave, you want to introduce our special guest here today?
Yes, I really, really, really do. I'm so excited. We finally have real guests. Our apologies to
Gene.
Other guests we've had, like Gene, our bagel bitch over there. Thanks for the bagels, Gene.
Yeah.
And you get two or three attempts at being on air later.
You know what's messed up, though? He didn't bring cream cheese, so I had to go into your fridge and steal some cream cheese. I hope you don't mind.
That's because you insulted him. You did not like his...
I did not.
Then he complains about free bagels, and it's very unprofessional.
We have guests here today.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. All right, let's go.
We have the two wonderful organizers and promoters of the upcoming Garden State Comic Fest in Morristown, New Jersey. With us today is Sal Zerzola and Dave O'Hare.
Hey, guys. It's great to be here.
Yeah, welcome to Bat Squad Radio, guys. We're happy to have a guest that's not Gene.
And what do you think of the Bat Dave Botanical Gardens?
I love it.
It's his backyard. It's not a botanical garden.
It's very nice here.
You don't have to play along with him. It's not necessary.
No, I just rent.
It's just outside the Bat Cave, isn't it?
Isn't it around here somewhere?
The Bat Dave Cave. And just so you know, I had to go into your fridge and steal cream cheese too.
See, it's awesome. Like him already.
That's Gene's fault.
I would say, that's probably Dean's fault. I would say it's Denny's fault for complaining about free food.
It's not about me. All right, let's go.
All right, so Garden State Comic Fest coming July 25th and 26th at the famous New Jersey Menin Arena, located in Morristown, New Jersey, 161 Hanover Avenue. So, now you guys are going to be in attendance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Bat Squad Radio and Bat
Squad.
Wait.
We mean just us. Aren't you going?
No, I'm moving at the end of next week. You know this.
Do I?
This is news.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Who's going to bring the equipment?
He told us.
Yeah, I told him. Oh, right. We knew about it. I told.
Yes.
But okay, so guys, let's start off. I mean, the first thing anybody...
I have an old tape recorder from the 80s I can
bring. Talk about it later. We're talking about our guests right now.
Good Lord. Why do you spring this upon us?
So the first thing that...
Good radio.
You know, anybody wants to know when it comes to a con show is guest list. So who do you guys got coming?
Well, you want me to take it
start
off? Okay, well, let's start with the big names that a lot of people will know. Neil Adams.
Ah, there you go, Dave.
Neil Adams.
Yes, Neil Adams. Just for you.
Don't bullshit him this time, Dave.
No. He's Neil will be there. We're going to have Ethan Van Sciver.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Ethan.
Great artist.
Yep. And excellent artist, and he's got a lot of fans, so we wanted to bring him back to his homeland, New Jersey.
Fantastic.
We also have Bob Camp of Ren and Stimpy fame.
Denny's
co-creator.
Favorite.
I absolutely love Bob Camp. I actually talked to his girlfriend the other day, and we're very excited. We got something set up that we're going to wind up doing in the middle of the showroom floor. You guys know.
Oh, this is news to us.
Yeah, maybe they should
bring that. Striptease.
That's after.
No, as our longtime listeners know by now, Bob Camp is to Denny what Neil Adams is to me. We both stalk these gentlemen for
years. Wow.
That's
Did
great.
Not know that about Bob Camp.
Yeah.
I know you have an unhealthy fetish with Neil Adams.
Yeah. He made me what I am today.
Oh, so we can blame Neil for that. Okay.
I got a whole bunch of list of words that I can say, but I won't. He made you.
And one guest that I have to mention that has not done a comic convention in New Jersey in eight years.
Never really, right? Not a real convention. He's done a regular convention comic-wise since 2004.
Yeah. Greg Hildebrandt.
Really?
Greg, wow, yes, that's awesome.
Greg is going to be bringing some unique things that you won't find at any other Comic-Con. He's got an incredible career behind him. He's starting off with what everyone probably knows him most for is the Star Wars, original Star Wars poster.
Right, right. And
why was he so reluctant to not do shows?
Microphone, Dave. You have to talk to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why was he reluctant to not do shows?
Well, Greg got out of the... he's more of a fantasy sci-fi painter. He's an iconic painter. Mm-hmm. Before Star Wars even, he really got it started with the Lord of the Rings. Right. He did all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit
really?
Paintings.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Back in the 60s for their calendars and everything else. Right now, one of his big things is Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
He does all their
album covers. One of his paintings is on the Black Sabbath cover. He also did Clash of the Titans, the original movie poster. Well, that was the brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, there is so much stuff that Greg has done. But to get back to your question, he just wasn't a big fan of Comic-Cons.
How'd you guys score this one?
His assistant went to our last show.
Okay.
And went to him and said, if you're getting back into Comic-Cons, this is the show you have to
do. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to come out of, you know, an opportunity like that. That's fantastic.
Right. We had so many great things come out of our first two shows. That's one example. Another example is the connection with WDHA Radio.
Right.
Kim Mulligan, one of their morning jocks, came to our last show. Started talking about it. We got in touch with her, and one thing led to another, and we're doing a lot of co-promoting and things with them. And they'll be at the show as well.
That's awesome.
Plus raising money for their dog charities.
Well, that's what I like about your show. We've been to a lot of shows, you know, big Comic-Cons, Wizards, Monster Manias, Chillers. You guys seem to be focused.
Dave, if you don't talk into the microphone, I'm going to hurt you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It just means I have to talk more. What I like about your show...
Let's take the microphone away.
What I like about your show is it's focusing on the comic book industry. There's
yes.
a lot of shows out there that are pure spectacle. You know, you've got... We like the has-beens, and we like the actors, and we like the this and the that, and all the props and the Lego stuff, but this sounds like a really great artist, creator, inker, writer. Like, you have people like Alex Saviuk.
Yes,
right?
Coming up from Florida.
Yeah, you've got a lot of the old school people. You've got a lot of the new school people, and I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, Alex Saviuk, Mark McKenna, Mike McCone, Charles Paul Wilson, Tom Rainey,
and let's not forget
Joe
some of Joe Staton, Dick Tracy,
Sean Chen,
Green Lantern fame. Let's not forget some of the women though. We've got Lynn Yoshi, who's an incredible.
A phenomenal artist.
Artists work for Marvel. Amy Chu, Jessica Lin. We've got writer Erica Schultz.
Erica Schultz is going to be there.
She does some great books. M3 is one of them. She did the graphic novel for the television show Revenge.
Revenge.
And, you know, so we've got a great lineup. If you look on our website, mm-hmm. GardenStateComicFest.com, you can see all of them. With bios for just about all of them.
So some people have actually even told us we have put together the best artist creator alley, which so
yeah.
you guys know
in New Jersey
artists
yes.
don't like it being called Artist Alley.
They don't like that. Why?
No, they because alleys are dark and dingy, and they want that name changed. Actually.
Interesting. I never even thought of that connotation.
Yes.
I think it's just, you know, I just hear the alliteration.
Yes, right. Some have said. Artist Corner, Artist Boulevard.
Yeah, but then it's
get it away from Alley.
Artist Apartment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Artist Auditorium.
I think you guys have almost become like the new
artist arcipelago.
Oh, please. I'm talking, and that trumps all. You guys have become the Jersey version of the NY Special Edition in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Would you say?
Because you keep it focused on the comic book industry itself, and it's like a true Comic-Con.
Yes. Right, right. We
well,
don't
it's
have...
not a Comic-Con, right?
It's a comic fest.
Comic fest.
Thank you.
Because we don't want to get sued by San Diego.
Right.
Is that the reason why you did that, or is there like any other reason you kind of... Because I know it's more of a festival. You guys say it's more of a festival.
Right, because we're all about having fun. You know, we're going to have cosplayers all over the place taking photos with kids and families. And
it's cosplay, but it's more about the creators and the books than anything else.
That's cool. Speaking of the cosplays, I'm just curious. You guys are having some kind of contest?
Yes.
Is that true? What's that?
Oh, very
nice.
Oh,
this is a great contest. We're going to have over $1,000 in prizes between the kids contest and the adult contest. Right. We're giving away tickets, cash. Tickets to New York Comic Con as a prize.
Those are hard to come by.
Yes. We know. We had trouble getting them ourselves.
First place is Best in Show, which this is what they call it.
Right.
I think of Westminster when I hear Best in
Show.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's $200 cash, 2 3-day passes to New York Comic Con, and 2 VIP passes to our next show.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I better start getting ready now.
Yeah, would you? No, all kidding aside, would you guys like me and Denny to suit up as something?
Sure.
You have any ideas? Just looking at us, what do you think we
could? Why didn't you ask me? He's just like, you just
he
do
volunteered
it. Like, I'm little
you.
Bitch. Bagel bitch is over there.
Well,
we all know Gene's not dressing up as crap.
Well,
no comment.
Honestly, Dave, I was thinking about this the other day. What cosplay I would love to see you in more than anything else? And I looked through all your photos and everything, and the name that popped up was Captain Carrot.
Oh, boy.
Of all the captains, I mean, I could be Captain Canuck or...
You know, listen, there are two costume, like, themes that I've always wanted to see the two of you do. Okay? I've always wanted to see Heat Miser and Snow Miser from...
boy, that would be perfect.
And I've always wanted to see Snidely Whiplash and Muttley.
Yes, absolutely.
Who is who?
Dick Dastardly.
I'm guessing I have to be the fat one.
I'm sorry, I meant Dick Dastardly, not Snidely Whiplash.
He's Muttley, and I'm Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly,
Denny's
yes,
been practicing the Muttley sneer.
Go ahead.
Have I?
Yeah. Do
it. It goes like this. That's
good.
That was very good.
Maybe Kevin beat you again.
Yeah.
You may have to come up from Orlando for that.
Yeah, I might have to.
yeah, we're not going to pay his airfare, though. we don't miss him that much.
Is Hemming going?
Yes. So
that's going to be the guy to beat.
Mr. Cosplay, Mike Hemming, will be there in full costume, and so will Gene O'Brien, who is anti-cosplay man.
No. Gene O'Brien can't go be can't go in costume.
Gene's going to be out front picketing with signs. No.
Well, there's a few other things that we're going to have going on besides the cosplay contest.
Right.
For aspiring artists who I encourage to bring their portfolios, and you know, we've got tons of people who would be happy to give them some tips.
That's great because I feel like a lot of the New York show and stuff like that, people try to do that and they kind of get frowned upon and like booed and rolling their eyes like. But that's great that you want them to bring it and use it as an opportunity.
Not only that, but we have the Kubert School actually setting up as well.
Okay.
And they'll be more than happy to look at your portfolios
the
entire weekend.
Right. And there's a drawing contest, too. So if you think you're that good, join in and you can win some great prizes there, too.
I'll let the other guys have a chance.
Okay. another great contest we're having. It was a lot of fun last time is the Superhero Trivia Contest, again, with some really good prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys have a lot going on.
Oh, there's another great thing. Arlen Schumer, who's like the comic art historian, the premier comic art historian in the country, has got a book out and is always plugging that, but he does a great presentation. He's done it all over the country, and he's going to come and do it for us in New Jersey for the first time. Second time. He's just so full of energy. His presentation is great. There's going to be a line to get in the room for his door At the Dwarf to the Room. So we really encourage people to come out for that.
Now, I'm familiar with Men in Arena. I've done a couple wrestling shows there over the years. So I wanted to, are you guys utilizing the entire arena floor? Because it's a nice big open space, and I think that is the most important thing when planning a con like this. Is because we've all been to those conventions where it's crammed into too small of an area, and everybody's cramped and having to walk sideways. Men in Arena is just huge.
Yes. And actually, Men in Arena, what's great about it is there's actually three arenas on the property.
Yes.
There's three rinks in that property. And this time we will be utilizing their main rink.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yes. Yep.
That's the one, the WWF used to run there back in the day.
Sure.
Right.
Lots of stands and places for people to sit.
There's over 3,500 seats,
yep.
I believe, in there.
Yeah.
It's over 25,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also setting up a 20x40 tent in the back.
Ooh.
Behind it. And that's where we're going to be holding our cosplay contest and
Perfect.
Stuff. So everything will be outside. So everybody gets to have fun. So it's not like some other shows where you go to see something and you can't get in the room because they book it. It's outside. Anybody can see it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I have a question with that, though. Are you going to have it blocked off on the side so no one can get in? Only people that are going to the show, right? That can go to that? Okay.
Men in Arena is a very park-like setting, as you know. And nobody can come in from just off the road or anything. Okay. There's only one way in and one way out of this thing.
Because I know that there's actually been a couple Comic-Cons that we've been to that did that, and you just see random people just dressed in costume and just basically weaseling their way in and standing there and going to the costume contest. And we're just that's not cool because you guys really didn't pay to get in, and here you are trying to weasel your way in. That's not cool.
Well, we will have a lot of police there.
Yeah.
All right, good.
To be watching both sides of the tent.
I hope they're not Dave.
No.
All right, good. All right, good.
Yeah, not Detective Rick Vandalay.
Yeah, no Rick Vandalay.
That's fantastic. Dave, you missed it. Dave walked inside. He missed a Detective Rick Vandalay reference, but it's okay.
Oh, no.
I know.
My signature character.
A rare opportunity for you to showboat, right?
Yes.
So now, what you guys mentioned to me before we went on the air that you're going to be doing a VIP bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
What can you tell me a little bit about that, what it entails?
Well, first off, the big thing is the Greg Hildebrandt print. We're giving away to all VIP pass members. It's an 11x17 on 80-pound paper. It's one of the Marvel Masterpiece paintings that he did. It is Red Skull Captain America.
And he brought it here and showed us. It is freaking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It really is. Along with that, Mark's T-Shirts, which is one of the vendors setting up. It's a company owned by Carl Olson. He has decided to give us a coupon for one free Marvel T-shirt to every single VIP member.
Wow.
So they get to go over to his booth, pick up a free T-shirt. The Hildebrandts have also added a pack of the Hildebrandt trading cards back from the 90s,
right?
Which you can't even find anymore.
Yeah.
So each bag will get one of those. You get a GSCF tote bag. And
lots of random comics.
A lot of random comics.
Early admission.
Admission,
that's
half
huge.
Hour.
You get your first dibs on
being
the artist.
Being able to walk that floor before the general public gets out there, it's an invaluable experience.
Oh, it definitely is, especially if you're looking for artists.
Yes.
Because to be able to get on those commission lines and stuff...
You got to get there early, especially Dave's friend Neil Adams. He, he's working on those commissions nonstop on con weekends.
Yes, and some of them only take, five, six commissions.
Right, Danny, you've done the whole commission thing before, right?
Yeah, no, I have done it, but sometimes I will just let them, I'll give them the book, and then they'll do a commission on top of a blank cover. But then I wait a day or two and I have them just ship it to me. It's a little easier. Give it to them and just go away and let them.
Yeah, and a lot of them will do that. Yeah.
Or the artists will go home that night and then do it, stay up till 5 a.m., knock out a bunch of commissions, and then you show up the next day and they give it to you.
Do it all night in the hotel rooms, right? Yeah. But, even New York, though, you have somebody like Ivan Rice that comes up from South America. He only takes five for the entire weekend.
Wow, really?
And if you're not in those five...
You ain't getting one.
Yeah. You ain't getting one.
Wow.
Yeah, an early admission comes in handy if you're looking for some rare books, comic books. We're going to have some great dealers from around the area and the country who will have some really hard to find stuff in very high grades.
A lot of key issues.
A lot of key issues. And if you want to get those and you get the VIP pass, you're going to be able to run around quick
first
and
dibs.
Find out, you know, before someone else grabs it from you.
Better tell David J.
Is he coming? I don't know if he's coming.
I'm not sure. We have a friend, David J. We call him Super David J. He's one of the founding members of Bat Squad Studios, our fan films. This guy, will, honest to God, he goes to these cons and he buys so many comic books in the white long boxes, he actually injured his back several times carrying them.
Wow.
Wow. We want him at the show. What do we have to do to get him there?
We just dangle some food in front of him.
Oh, you got it.
That
you got it.
Nice.
Just put a cheeseburger on a fishing line and just reel it in.
I did want to clarify something, though. The Saturday show and the Sunday show, is there any difference in content?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's things going on Saturday and then things going on Sunday?
Well, the cosplay contest will be going on Sunday, not Saturday.
Kids
Day. Sunday is Kids Day. That is the important thing.
That's a great idea.
What goes into Kids Day?
Kids Day, we will have the Lightsaber Empire Guild.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, they're the ones that build, like, those custom FX lightsabers?
Right. They're Lucasfilm approved. Yeah. They're coming out. They're going to teach kids how to lightsaber duel.
Oh, so they're going to do, like, a Jedi training academy.
Yes, with the actual moves from...
They do something like that in Walt Disney World over at Disney Hollywood Studios. They have the Jedi training academy. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's amazing. I got to see it down at Ace Atlantic City Boardwalk on.
Oh, I'm always so jealous every time I see it because it's like for 12 and under, and I'm just like, why not me? Yeah.
Well... If there's time, we're going to let them do an adult one, too.
That's that's great.
You're not going to be there, though.
He'll be in Disney. Another great thing about the Kids Day is we're going to have a drawing class for kids. And I got to tell you, when I see the kind of money some of these artists pulled in, I wish I had just sat my kids in front of drawing paper every day from the minute they could hold a pencil.
Wow.
Because you want to do that. You want to get your kids drawing and look at a possible career in that. It just seems like such a fun thing to do.
Absolutely. And then they can take care of you in your old age.
That's right.
And then
now you know where I'm going.
By making your kids do those kind of things, you're making an investment in your own future.
Yeah. I mean, how many, you can go the athlete way or the artist way.
I'm curious. How did you guys get into this and how did you guys become friends in doing it together and, how did that whole thing happen?
All right.
The face you just made shows that there's definitely a story.
Yeah, there's something going on. Let's see.
I'm going to let Dave tell it.
Sal and I have known each other for years. We actually met each other at a poker table.
Interesting.
Playing poker. That's what it was.
But we're no good, so if you guys want to play sometime.
I'll play for those VIP passes.
There you go.
Hey, what would you put up? I'll play for VIP passes.
Let's see.
Charlie.
Yeah, I'll put up the wife.
Oh, no.
You're married?
I'm married.
Does she listen to these?
Thank God she doesn't.
Hell no.
Oh, boy.
But
she thinks he's out at the store getting milk right now.
So, anyway, a couple years ago, I got into buying comic art, the original art, as an investment. A friend turned me on to it, and 2 years ago, I went to New York Comic Con and looked around and saw all the people, and I looked at the prices of those badges, and I went, holy crap, why doesn't New Jersey have something like this?
Right.
So, next week at the poker table, I was sitting down, and I started talking to one of our other buddies about it, and I said, we should do this in New Jersey. And he said, I'll bet you $20 you couldn't pull that off. So
you're $20 richer?
I went and spent $5,000 to win that $20.
Wow, that's cool.
And on a side note, though, the other part of the bet is he now has to do all the graphics for the show.
Oh, that's great.
Forever.
That's cool.
For free. So.
Is it one of those things where, like, you turn the $5 into pennies and fill up a little pool, $20 into pennies and fill up a little pool
right.
and dive in? And...
did that friend design the GSCF
logo?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, it evolved from our first show.
He did the logo,
every
evolution of the logo from the first show
on. It almost looks like a turnpike sign.
So contractually.
Very, very joyzy. I like it.
Now, when
Parkway.
He,
Parkway. Parkway, I'm sorry.
When he does these logos, do you bother him and tell him to do this and do that? Oh, one up, one down. Because this guy over here, this Dave character, Bat Dave, that's all he does. Like, can you make a logo for me? And I'm like, all right, fine. So I do something, spend like several hours on it, And he looks at it, he goes, it's crap. And he just wants me to do it again.
See, to
perfection is important.
It's artist discretion.
Thank you. It is.
You have no discretion.
If you give an artist free range, to me, I feel you get something very special back. When you start going at them...
When you micromanage them.
It's not what I expected... Yeah, you end up getting something that's not
Fat
as special.
Well, Fat Dave is pretty special, so... Yeah. So.
No, in Denny's defense, before we got into the fan film side of it, I was obsessed with taking old photos of me in a Batman costume with my female friends as my Robin and Catwoman and everything else. And he was slapping logos on it and putting us in front of fake skylines and this and that. And then we finally got into the real world of all these Comic-Cons and horror shows and meeting our childhood heroes. So it's been several years since I asked you to do anything.
I will say this. I'm very thankful for meeting him. I'm being very honest about this. And I really like the guy. He's one of my best friends.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Oh. He's one of my
gonna
best
have
friends.
An I love you man moment.
What the hell is happening? One of
my best friends and, like, you know, just things that we do together, where we are and what we're doing. It's just wonderful. I'm very happy to be his friend.
Oh, yeah. I see you guys everywhere together.
Without getting sappy, I forced him to do all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, something clicked. Because originally, all my projects were Batman-related. And he hates Batman. He loves Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And we started going to the shows. And then all these doors opened up. And then Kevin's been awesome. Gene's great. And we meet people like you. And it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, guys, where are we interviewing
Sally? To him.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Just, I want to know, because I feel like we spent the last couple minutes on the two of you and your man love.
Well, there's
bromance.
There's a big thing brewing in our personal lives that we can't talk about just yet. But back to
you guys.
Oh,
nice tease.
Dave and Dave just wish they knew how to quit each other.
Yes, it's love, hate, more hate than love. But
congratulations, it is legal.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say that.
Thank you, Supreme Court.
Oh boy, I'm glad to see the sappy section of the show is over.
I would never leave
over.
Buster for Denny. But I do want to get back to your show. But also a quick side note, because we're a couple years older, a year or two older than these guys. The original comic book art. Do you guys remember when a page of Gene Colan was $15?
Yes.
A page of Kirby was $55?
Yes.
It's out of control. It's insane. My buddy collects Mort Drucker art from Mad, and that's $1,200, $1,800.
Yes.
So it was a good thing to get into back in the day.
Well, it is.
It's a great investment.
To me, comics, the older stuff, nothing beats them. Sal's brother is Vincent Zarzolo. He is the COO of Metropolis Collectibles in New York City. His brother is the one that just bought the Action Comics 9.0 for $3.2 million.
Yeah.
Your brother?
Wow. His company. Yep.
What?
The Action Comics with the white pages? Yes.
Where the heck was that being stored?
Under lock and key.
Someplace very safe.
Yes. I hear it might be near the Bat Cave somewhere.
Fort Knox of comic books.
Yeah.
He could keep it in the upstairs Bat Dave Man Cave if he wants.
There's a picture of it with Sal and I.
Yeah, we asked
we
if
got a
we could hold it.
We weren't allowed to touch it.
No.
But this comic book won't be at the show.
No.
No, we're working on it to bring something very special.
But I'm sure...
$3 comic book, I don't think that leaves the house.
No, no.
It made New York Comic Con for one day.
Did it?
Right,
yes.
For one
it
day.
It is Morristown. No theft happens there.
Right.
Okay. It's a pretty safe town.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Town.
Yeah, where we are.
Oh,
we've
been
to some Comic Cons where you got to, like, you know,
you got to watch your
cars there when you come
back. But no, Metropolis is setting up at Garden State. This is the first time they're ever coming to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they're ever doing a show this small, too.
Right. They're usually, you know, San Diego, New York, C2E2.
I wouldn't be surprised to see an Action Comics number one. Or a Detective Comics number 27 there.
You mean like a 4.0 maybe?
Probably.
Be interesting.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like to stand in the presence of an Action Comics number one. Like, not even like own it. Just to stand it. Just to bask in its glory.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Kevin is quite a basker.
Yes.
An Action Comics number one is something really to see. I mean, it's really the holy grail of comics.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm not a big Superman fan, but, you know, you got to respect something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those guys got paid, what, $65 to create Superman?
If that.
It was just ridiculous.
I think at one point my brother actually owned the check that was signed over for that.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up. It was an itemized check.
Yeah.
And I'm almost certain the Action Comic part of it was $65. And then everything else was tallied in.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They have that. Metropolis's gallery is awesome because they actually have the original art cover for Detective Comics number 26.
Wow.
The one right before.
Yeah. Okay, now that was probably just a plainclothes detective.
Though it was like two detectives coming out.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Because it wasn't a superhero comic until they put Batman in it.
Right.
Right, right. Quick plug for my brother is a gallery if you guys are in the city ever. You know, I think they're taking, you can see the gallery by appointment now. You can call up, check their website out, and get the number.
Now, when you say gallery,
it's an art gallery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right now he's got the Frazetta. That's another thing coming to our show. We've got one of the granddaughters of Frank Frazetta.
Danielle
from Poconos. Yeah.
Denny is friends with her, I believe.
Yeah.
Denny's friends with a lot of people. It's kind of weird.
The weird thing is...
People love me, that's why.
Yeah, you know...
It's our personalities.
Yeah, it's true. Denny has a corrosive personality, but Danielle loves
Denny. So do I.
Yeah, she just puts up... She tolerates me, but she really loves Denny.
Danielle's a great... Great little young lady, I should say. She's bringing, you know, a bunch of Frazetta stuff. She's going to surprise us with something, we hope, maybe original. But a bunch of lithographs and prints and all the fun, great Frazetta stuff. But at my brother's gallery, they have another portion of the collection, the original paintings. So if you guys want to see that, you know, that's
great,
the place
great.
To see that.
Plus, Danielle is an artist in her own right. She does crafting, horror-related sculptures, and really funky stuff.
Have you been to her dad's store, costume store in the Poconos?
Out in, East Stroudsburg?
Stroudsburg.
We promised her a million times ago. We just can't seem to get out there.
Oh, you'd have fun being
It's like a magic shop, right?
Well, if you guys ever decide to go up there and check it out, give me a call. I'll go with you.
Yeah, well, let's do it this fall.
Because I'm right on 80, so you're driving past me.
Water gap?
You're
out by the water gap.
About 45 minutes.
Like 40 minutes from the gap off of 80.
Denville?
So. I've wrestled
Denville.
I've wrestled
Denville.
Excellent. Past Denville. See, I know my exit.
See? So you got to drive right past me to go.
I want to touch upon your show more, but real quickly, and not me, not us. Everyone has a childhood story of how they got hooked on comic books and superheroes. And what is it for you guys?
Larry Hama, G.I. Joe.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Have you ever told Larry that?
Yes. Larry actually is going to be at our show as well.
I was just going to say.
Yes.
There are so many guests and
I know,
so many names coming. I can't even keep them all straight right now. But they are so talented. This is, honest, outside of New York Comic Con, I think the best artist grouping put together on the East Coast. Maybe Heroes.
It definitely seems like it.
When you say Larry, the influence as a child, what do you mean?
Oh, his writing of G.I. Joe, it was a G.I. Joe number 5. It was around Easter. We were driving up to my aunt's house in Pennsylvania. Found it in Thrift Drug, an old drugstore. Buster's.
I'll get Buster. Buster wants to be with us.
Buster wants to chime in here.
Of course he does.
But we picked up the book. It was the first comic book I ever bought with my parents, and I was hooked. And G.I. Joe was my life growing up. It was my favorite toy, everything. Everybody else liked Transformers, GoBots, and now it was G.I. Joe for me.
See, my brother was into G.I. Joes. I love Transformers.
Right. And so even now... You know, it's all business when I talk to these guys, you know, about the show, Neil Adams, you know, we'll sit there, we'll talk it out, Bob Camp. When I get in front of Larry Hama, I just...
the fanboy.
And I go, hi, I'm Dave from Garden State. And he's like, have we ever met? And he's done it like 8 times.
God.
And it just drives me nuts.
But we'll talk about your childhood, Sal. Right. On a Finish sad up. Note, we lost Larry's peer, Herb Trimpe.
Herb,
legendary
yes.
Marvel, the foundation of the Marvel bullpen in the late 60s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah.
He was a wonderful guy, Herb.
Hulk, yeah. Wolverine. Yeah. I mean, he was actually, rest his soul, he had just committed to do our show.
A couple days prior.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I actually might have been one of the last people to speak to him at the East Coast show. That's where he and his wife agreed to do our show. And next morning, I sent out the email confirming things, and an hour later I saw the news, and I tried to pull back whatever I could, the Facebook message. Couldn't pull back the email, but yeah, it was a sad day.
That is sad, yeah.
He, you know, when he passed, though, his anchor right now is Guy Dorian.
Okay.
And he is taking Herb's place at our show. He was inking Herb's last work. So Guy Dorian will be at our show.
Nice. That's great. That's a nice. That'll be a nice homage.
And I'm not sure, but last I checked, I believe he is or maybe bringing Herb's wife with him.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's a lovely woman. Yes. Sal, how did you get bit by the comic book?
Oh, well, I was a little kid. My mother, when we were young and poor and used to have to take the train to Coney Island to go to the beach, and we used to stop at a convenience store, and I would look at the spin racks and pull. I'm spinning the microphone.
Yes,
and
pull.
You've got to get that up near your mouth.
That's what she.
Oh, I was waiting for it. Anyway, so
you guys are worse than me and Denny.
Oh, off air. There's a story.
Oh,
I want
boy.
To tell you.
Oh, here we go. Anyway, so. I used to stare at the comics all the time, and my mother would buy me one, or me and my brother.
Was that the spin racks?
Yeah, the spin racks. And
hypnotic.
Superman, Flash were my first
DC guys.
And then as I got older into the Marvel stuff, but I always loved both. I always loved DC and Marvel. Flash holds a special place in my heart. I'm not sure if that's the first book I ever read, but I just... Love the idea.
Do you watch
of
the TV,
super speed.
You watch the TV series.
Love the TV series.
Fantastic. It's a great show. I think it's the best show on.
Yeah, as far as superhero shows go,
it's
really
best,
well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, best superhero show on TV. I think Daredevil just edges it out over on Netflix.
Yes.
You know, I haven't had a chance to see. You know, we've been so busy. I
Daredevil's
still haven't
phenomenal.
Been able to
That's
see the
so
Daredevil
good.
Stuff.
Do you guys want to touch upon anything else for your show, and then we'll do our usual pop culture roundup of current events?
There is just so much. I mean, like Dave said, we packed this show with so much fun. We want people to be there. We made it very affordable. Please, the price shouldn't be an issue. Mm-hmm. You look at our pricing, pre-sale prices start at $13 for a Sunday ticket, $25 for a two-day ticket, Saturday tickets are $15. The VIPs are $65.
You'll never find a show this
that's
yeah.
about
affordable.
That's about a third of the price that competitors are charging.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And we did that on purpose because we want to keep this.
We really wanted to keep this a fan show.
Yeah, and
we want new comic fans, you know, people that are just seeing the movies now to be able to come out and experience something like this for the first time.
Right.
Right.
And also, but the types of vendors that we have coming out, this is a show for real serious collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there will be books that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars there to, you know, 25-cent bins.
Right.
Yeah, so there's something
for
everybody.
Archie to Batman. Everything is there.
That's great.
Everything you
can Where can people go online to find more information about the show if they want?
That would be GardenStateComicFest.com.
And you'll click on the ticket page, and it'll tell you what the pricing is and get you there. I'm always about selling tickets.
Always.
Now, the ticket prices are fairly reasonable. Kids under 10. 10?
10.
10 are free.
Oh,
and
great.
And they're... Just to
we will be checking IDs, though.
I was going to say, Denny's going to show up in overalls with a big lollipop. Yeah.
Would you guys like me to teach the kids my Bat Dave crime fighting moves?
We don't want you.
Sure.
Nobody wants
to. We were going to offer you guys if you wanted.
I believe the court said $500.
Gene chiming in.
I don't know if they heard
that. A panel?
If you want.
Like a panel of wood?
Have you guys ever done a panel?
No.
Would you like to do a full panel in front of an audience?
Why don't we talk about this?
We put him on the spot.
I'm already getting butterflies.
Oh, boy.
See if I'm in full costume.
There you go.
You
Adam
can do
West,
it.
Batman,
you guys just have to do one favor for me. In the
I like the voice.
Show. When Dave and Denny walk up and Dave walks up to you all happy because you're his buddies, I need you to just look him dead in the eye and go, who are you?
And you are?
Because that's what Mike Carbo did to him, Ed. And it was the greatest moment of mine in Denny's life.
I'll pull a Larry Hama.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So that is Garden State Comic Fest, July 25th and 26th at the Menin Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Find more information at GardenStateComicFest.com. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with more Bat Squad Radio after this.
Hey, folks, Kev here with some news about how you, the listener, can help out your favorite podcast network. And by that, I mean the White Dragon Podcast Network. I hope I didn't need explaining. Are you an online shopper? Chances are the answer to that is yes. Well, if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com and would like a cost-free way to support your favorite free podcasts, then head over to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com and click on the Amazon banner at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to. You don't pay a penny extra, and the White Dragon Podcast Network gets a small percentage of what you buy. If you're looking to support the network in a more direct manner, you can go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor and make a small monetary donation to the upkeep of the server, website, and network in general. No amount is too small, and all donations will be recognized on Two Men and the Mouse, Mouselanius, and Bat Squad Radio. Thank you so much. It's through the support of dedicated listeners like you that these shows remain on the air and free for everyone. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your continued attention and for your support of the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hey, WDPN listeners. This is Allie Eibler from the Geek Watchtower. And as you know, we live in the golden age of geek culture. With all the movies, television shows, comic books, video games encompassing the world of geekdom, it can be a real chore to keep up with all of it. Well, here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, we have a little something called the Geek Watchtower. Kevin Kessler, Chris Doherty, and I run down the latest geek news items every Friday morning for you, before we focus on a fandom feature topic of the week. We're talking about everything from Batman to the Avengers, anime, Doctor Who, Disney, Nintendo, and so much more. So make sure you join Kevin, Chris, and I every Friday morning in the Geek Watchtower, where we monitor all the things that geeks watch. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com.
Hey guys, this is Corinne Chandler from Mouselanius Discussions, the Disney television and movie talk show here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, reminding you that every Monday is Mouselanius Monday on WDPN. Kate Smith, Kevin Kessler, and I pick a different Disney topic to discuss each week, ranging from top five lists to movie reviews to major announcements coming out of the Walt Disney Company. Then we close the show out with Kate's Disney Recipe of the Week, where she'll teach you how to make a variety of dishes only found in Walt Disney World, and I pose a trivia question to you all, meant to test your knowledge of all things Disney. So please tune in every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com for a new and magical episode.
Nobody cares, Corinne.
Shut up, Kevin. I'm plugging your network.
Oh. Okay, keep going. I like your announcer voice.
Thank you. Mouselanius Discussions on WDPN. Come join us and let's get magical.
Guys, we all love to give the gift of jewelry to our ladies. And ladies, shouldn't your jewelry tell the story of you? Personalized charm-based jewelry is all the rage right now. So, naturally, those large jewelry stores are going to try to price gouge you, making a simple token of your affection much more financially difficult. So thank goodness for My250.com. My250 allows you to personalize your own unique look through earrings, bracelets, necklaces, wine glass markers, and so much more. What's more, they have lines of products inspired by the popular 50 Shades of Grey and, my personal favorite, Disney. Their Disney stuff is absolutely off the chart. I got one for my wife. She absolutely loves it. They even take custom orders. So what are you waiting for? And what's more, listeners of the White Dragon Podcast Network receive 10% off when they enter the promo code WDPN15 at checkout. That's W, D as in dog, P as in podcast, N as in network, 15 as the promo code. So head on over to my250.com. That's M-Y numeral 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. M-Y number 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. And tell your own personal story with the jewelry that you wear.
And we're back. Welcome back to Bat Squad Radio, folks. Thank you for sticking with us through the commercial break. And we are still here with Sal and Dave. And now it's time to jump into, you know, our usual shenanigans, pop culture power hour here on Bat Squad Radio. And, you know, it's been a while since we've been together. I was hospitalized a couple weeks ago with my eye, and, you know, we hadn't been able to get together for a while. So we have some stuff to talk about.
I forgot all about your pink eye.
It was not pink eye. I had an infection in my eye that almost blinded me.
Somebody farted on your pillow.
Yes, Dave, sure. It was Denny.
Well, you can tell how concerned we were. Yes. I totally forgot, didn't you?
I did, too. I totally forgot.
I was like, what the hell's he talking about?
Fantastic. These are the great friends I have. This is why I'm moving away.
We click like on that photo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about your eye, by the way.
Well, it's better now.
I'm okay. Glad to see
that. By the way, where was Buster right before that happened?
That is a good question.
I told you, don't pet Buster and then rub your eye.
Right.
Oh, great.
Because you allow him to roll around in his own filth.
Or my filth.
Right.
Sometimes I roll around in his.
So, we alluded to this at the beginning of the show, but there was a major Spider-Man announcement in recent weeks. We finally have a Spider-Man cast for the new Marvel Cinematic Universe / Sony Spider-Man, and it is none other than Tom Holland.
I disagree with it. I think, first of all, he's too small. He just looks like a little kid.
He's too small to be Spider-Man?
I'm saying too small. He looks like a hobbit. Like, too small.
Well,
that's
Tom,
rude.
Tom Cruise is too small, too. But
exactly. It's the magic of movies.
Different angles.
Well, that's...
The kid, did you see the videos of him doing, like, backflips and stuff like that?
I did, actually.
Spider-Man.
Well, that looks cool, but I don't know. There's something
I think the younger you make Spider-Man look, the better it's going to be, because he has to be so wildly different from the other Avengers. Spider-Man is the everyman. He's every kid that goes to a Marvel movie. Spider-Man is going to be their window into the Marvel Universe.
I agree with that, but can you see him sitting there like with Captain America?
I know
you're going to, but I'm saying, like, as an alliance, I think that either A, I don't know if he's going to like just have like a growth spurt and just go.
Well, he's
big.
Well, he's 19, so I think his growth spurt days are over. But
I'm still growing, but in my pants.
He'll
CGI a couple inches on him.
Well, and he apparently
that's what I do too.
Beauty of Photoshop. But they must have seen something they liked because he screen tested with Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, what do you guys think of him?
I will reserve the right to judge until I see it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the stance we're pretty much taking. He's fine. Who would you pick instead?
I mean, I want to know what Asa Butterfield did to be out of contention, because he was the front runner for a very long time.
If I had to pick somebody, myself. I don't care if I'm fat and I can't move.
You'd
and
shave,
like,
right?
I'm out of breath in like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. I would shave, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd look like a high school kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go.
It's all the facial hair. Yeah.
This is the guy that threw a football and hurt his back. Is going to.
It was an Aerobee or Roby, whatever those things are called.
Good Lord.
I was going to say, you're not fat. You're a little fluffy.
If I take off my shirt, believe me, I hide it well.
You're like me. But
he's got a small tire, but he does hide it well.
You know, as far as I don't think he's going to be in Civil War as much as we all think he's going to be, because they've been filming Civil War already for like over a month and he was just cast. So it must have been like sign the contract, get on a plane.
Yeah.
But how much of the movie can he feasibly be in? Like, Crossbones is already wrapped production. So, like, how much of the movie can he possibly... I don't think he's going to be in nearly as much as we thought he was going to be.
Speaking of that, did you see that fan film that someone made that was quote unquote leaked? Did a phenomenal job. There's Iron Spider at the end.
No.
And they had, like, they put... I don't know where they got the footage, Crossbones and everything, but wherever they got it, they did a wonderful job.
There were some set videos that people took, but, yeah. I also think... they also said that for the Sony film, like the standalone film, it's going to be villains that we've never seen on the big screen before.
I hold Vulture. I want Kraven and I want Vulture.
Yeah?
Oh, those would be
good. Yeah, those would be cool.
I would think that would be cool. I would... I don't know. Like... I was trying to think, like, all these, like, big... Maybe Hobgoblin?
Yeah, but I don't... Eh.
Yeah, they probably won't do another Goblin.
I think anything's better than Andrew Garfield for the reboot, so I think it's a step in the right direction.
I think so, too.
The only thing I'm tired of is, like, why they keep getting, like, British actors? Why can't they just get, like, a normal...
American? Why do you hate other countries?
Because I don't like you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not another country.
I don't care. You're leaving me.
That was your perfect cue to do your Michael Caine impersonation.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now...
Hello, Judy.
What?
I'm Michael Caine.
Good Lord, Dave.
This is the guy that has a million impersonations, and every time I request one, he clams up.
Well, oh, no. I can't
do a Sean Connery.
I'm waiting to be impressed.
I can't be put on the spot like that, Dave.
He did Muttley great.
Okay, what else we got?
Yeah,
what else
that's
we got?
True.
Yeah. So we went from Spider-Man. Now I guess we could touch on Batman.
Yes.
Because there is a rumor.
I'm going to go take a shit. Be right back.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Our first curse word.
So there's a rumor that Ben Affleck, in 2018, will be directing and starring in a Batman solo film called The Batman. This is a rumor.
Gene's covering his face. Is that because of what he just said? You giving
it
a thumbs down?
It's going to be called The Old Batman by that time.
I mean, 2018, that's not going to, you know, it's right around the corner. 3 years.
Yeah, I think he'll be a fine Batman.
But now, I think the interesting thing, though, is that he would be directing it. He's in, you know...
He's a fine director.
He's a fantastic director.
He's a better director than he is an actor.
And I would think that this is part of the reason why he accepted the role, because they were probably like, make a Batman movie and star in it yourself, like when they cast him in Batman v Superman.
But I have a question for that. If they're going to have him, obviously, in the new one, Batman v Superman...
And he's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so now... Is he going to be on contract or whatever they do? We know how it's like every 3 years. Is that something that, so after his 3 years is up and then they're going to
I think it's just you're contracted for a certain number of films. I don't think it's like like Chris Evans for Marvel was contracted to 9 films when he signed on. He's almost, by the way, I think he's almost done with those 9 films.
Do you guys like Ben Affleck as Batman? He looks good so far, what they're leaking.
Well, he's thinking about it. I
better than Clooney.
I wasn't crazy about
better than Clooney.
Better than Kilmer.
I wasn't crazy about him in Daredevil, but that's just mostly because the movie was not well written.
That movie was poorly written.
That wasn't his fault.
You know what the
other thing with Daredevil is, if you watch the director's cut of that film, it's not as bad.
I don't think I've seen it.
They add another 20 minutes into the film, and it makes it a little bit more well-rounded.
Oh, okay.
But he's
probably going to be a fine Batman.
I think he seems like he gets the character. I mean, I've heard he's a big fan.
That helps.
So,
guys, I just thought of something, and you're only going to hear it from me, your good old buddy Bat Dave. Think about this. Ben Affleck's love for Jennifer Garner grew during his time as Daredevil, and his love for her died as he's Batman.
Why you got to kick a guy when he's down?
I'm just saying. They're just
getting divorced after 10 years. It's a tragedy. What are you doing?
I'm just saying that's the weight. The
relationship ends, and it's just a witty little anecdote for Bat Dave on radio.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
You are
the most terrible human being I've ever met in my life. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You've gone from Matt Murdock in Love to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but my point being is the onus, the horrible, incredible weight of being the Dark Knight destroyed their relationship.
Did you hear that Jared Leto's getting a little too into being the Joker, apparently?
Oh, wow, yeah, I believe
it. They need psychologists now on site.
He's going to wind up like Heath Ledger if you don't watch out.
They have a psychiatrist on set at all times to deal with the emotional toll that it takes to play his character. He also sent Joker-related gifts to his cast members.
Oh,
he sent Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn, he sent her a box with a Joker love note, a sick love note with a dead rat in it.
Oh, great.
And he sent Will Smith a dead pig.
Nice.
I wonder how much of this is hype.
He's the Marlon Brando of our time.
He's very method from what I've heard.
Well, Jack Nicholson supposedly warned him to be careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too into the role.
He warned.
Yeah.
I would have warned him to stay away from the Olsen twins.
Ah, you stole my next line.
I know. A man died, Dave. How dare you?
You're making fun of the Olsen twins. Full house wholesomeness.
What? Say it again.
I got it right.
They're
full house wholesomeness.
Yes.
Stamos.
Not coming back for Fuller House, by the way.
Stamos is pissed.
Is he? You talked to him?
No.
The other day?
He said that's a bunch of BS what the Olsen twins are doing.
Wow.
Oh, they're not coming back for the reunion?
No. Well, it's not even a reunion. It's a new series. It's coming exclusively to Netflix.
Yes.
Wow.
And they are the lone holdouts.
Don't they have some Vietnamese fashion line or something that they have to work on?
Yes.
It's a hard, you know, it's very difficult to be a vagina on a stick. So
I think we could edit that out.
I don't think we can.
I don't know.
You're here talking about people's marriages ending and laughing about it it's entertainment to you.
Oh, I told you in the future to say vajayjay. Oprah says vajayjay. And these guys are trying to push a family-friendly show.
You know what? If Oprah does then we should totally do it.
Well, I
should have stuck with Sweatshop, too.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
We went off on a tangent. What else you got?
Okay, what else we got this week?
Citizen of Gotham?
Oh, God.
I like the voice.
Oh, you know what? Before we jump into that, I will say, I know nobody here has probably played it, but I just beat Arkham Knight the other day, the new Batman game.
I beat
you
it in
beat
like
it?
2 minutes.
Oh yeah, I beat the story mode for it.
It was the crappiest game I've ever played.
No,
in my
it's
entire
fa- oh, I thought
no.
everybody loved it.
I grabbed
Denny,
it.
Denny is
one,
not.
It took me
being
one
serious.
Minute to grab it, 1 minute to get my hammer and smash the shit out of it because it was just a shitty game.
Oh, no.
Might I add that Denny texted me, "God, go to see this Batman game. Looks pretty awesome."
I think Denny's a closet Batman fan.
I think he is, too.
The Arkham games are great. I've loved them all.
What do you expect from Spider-Denny?
Well, the Batmobile the Batmobile mechanics in the game are fantastic. it's just like it's, you really feel like Batman in this game. Like you have all of Gotham City to just fly around in, and there's lots of Easter eggs.
Did you do all the side missions too, or just?
I'm in the process of completing the side missions. I'm done with like all like almost all the major ones. The Riddler thing is going to take me like a month to do. But yeah.
Unfortunately, I just don't have the time right now to play it
because of this
Comic-Con coming up or Comic-Fest.
I know, right?
Don't we have anything else Batman-related?
The identity of the Arkham Knight was... I don't want to say it was a letdown because it's a character that I love, but, you know, it's... does anyone care if I say it? Is anyone going to actually play the game?
Well, you have it for shitty Xbox, right?
I do.
I'll play it, but I don't really care.
Okay, so the Arkham Knight is Jason Todd.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you know... Spoilers, by the way, for anyone listening.
Is that Dave? Yeah. Is that the guy from Buck Cherry, lead singer?
Yes, Jason Todd.
All right, so now Dave is going to have a heart attack if we don't talk about the fact that he rode in the Batcopter.
I flew in the Batcopter.
No one cares. Nobody cares.
I was shocked you had the guts to go cared. Up in it.
Let's just say it was my finest hour, and the crowds were transfixed with my awesomeness.
Uh-huh, I'm sure.
And okay. So anyhow, yes.
In your head, were you playing the...
No. In my head, I am afraid of heights, and it was scary, but this was my third time up in the copter.
I saw it's getting easier and easier. On Facebook, I saw that there was a video of it, and I'm like, no way did he have the balls to actually do this.
Yes.
And sure enough, you went up in the Batcopter.
There is newfound respect and admiration for Bat Dave this week.
No, there's not, but I was just surprised. I wouldn't go as far as, like, respect and admiration.
Crazy. I didn't mean at this table. but out in the social network world, people are saying kudos and bravo, Bat Dave. Problem was, we couldn't bring Buster up in the copter because the animal rights people would destroy me. But
they haven't already.
No. Long story short, every summer
I thought he was going to say that I couldn't make it, but yet he goes with Buster instead. You jerk off.
Then he was invited, but his wife wouldn't let him go.
Okay. Not true.
Okay, slightly true. But anyhow, every summer
I'm going to have to get some milk.
Every summer, Captain Gene Nock, the owner and pilot of the original 1966 Batman movie television series Batcopter, I forget what is it, the NG03, whatever the serial number is, famous copter. It's been slightly refurbished. It doesn't have the bat wing.
Thank you, Danny. Somebody had to do it.
Doesn't have the bat wings anymore. The bat painted on the front for a variety of safety reasons and transportation reasons. Otherwise, Meadowlands State Fair, it's going on tonight and tomorrow. Big fireworks show. The copter's still there. I did it. First time in full costume, dressed as Adam West, the Cape Crusader. Thrilled the crowds. We were there for 4 hours. A lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. So the one problem and the one regret was when I went up in the copter, I forgot to bring the bat shark repellent.
Well, and you might need that now, because if Denny, Mr. Shark Lover himself over here, has seen recently there have been a number of ridiculous shark attacks that have claimed
that's what they get. That's what they get for invading their water. We as humans do not belong in the ocean. Plain and simple.
I'm not going to fight you on this.
So it's their fault.
It is their fault. There are monsters beneath the waves, and we should not be.
Yes, if humans are swimming under the water, yes, there's monsters in the waves.
Yeah, but this is the guy that actually, quote unquote, last episode, Denny said, I would, quote, like to hug a shark.
Hug a shark, yes.
Yeah, no, I still do. I'm talking about humans. Humans are monsters.
No. Sharks are monsters.
I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it.
Waiting to devour your children.
I do want to hear it. It's bullshit.
I just realized. I thought you guys were talking about lawyers the whole time.
Oh, no.
All right.
No, used car salesman.
Insert rim shot.
There was also a baby shark that, like, almost got washed up in
Belmar. Okay, no. So you don't know shit about it, okay?
Oh, do I?
First, no, you don't. You don't know anything about it, because technically?
Technically.
I'm all nervous right now, because, okay, they're called a dogfish shark. They do not have teeth. They're only about that big. They don't get much bigger than that.
Uh-huh.
They do not have teeth. They do not attack. And what happened, I don't know if he was spawning or feeding or whatever, but they will not, they have no teeth, first of all. They just gum you to death like Dave does. So what happens is, the only thing they have is behind the dorsal fin, they have like a little spiny thing that if you step on them or, you know, you try to give them a hug like I would, they'll just give you a little pinch. But with poison. No, asshole. It's not a real shark. It's just like a baby. Like it looks like a shark.
They call it a shark.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I grew up in Rockaway Beach, part of my childhood.
Ever encounter a shark?
in garbage pails after the Jaws movie, we saw about three or four sharks.
Oh.
Like, you know, 4 foot long, nothing, probably dog wow. sharks. But recently, they reported sightings of bull sharks off the waters of Rockaway Beach in Queens.
Yeah. Hmm. So
these yeah. sharks are becoming a problem. They're, you know, they're all over.
Only
a
problem
now.
For you.
Go in the water, please. Go in
I
the water.
I want to.
With the shark.
See, I said to you, I would go in a cage and pet a shark. If I had the money to
why,
do so,
why do you
great
need a cage,
white.
Denny, if they're such wonderful animals?
All right, I won't. All right,
in.
Fine, then I won't go in a shark.
Just dive
I mean,
in. First, let me slather you in chum and
no,
barbecue
we'll
sauce.
We'll give him the Lady Gaga meat costume to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because Dave likes meat.
That's great.
Give you like a fish head necklace to wear.
The only shark I want to see is on my plate at a restaurant. Right, guys?
Have you ever eaten shark?
No.
I have, actually. I've had Mako shark before.
I've actually had two. It's good.
When I was a kid, I...
it is pretty good. I love that.
Oh, you love
shark
them so
activist.
Much. Yeah.
That's how much I like them. I eat them, too.
Well, you like cows, too, but you eat meat, too. So.
Well, you know, I felt a sense of, like justice when I ate a shark. I'm like, how do you like it?
But you were a man-eating shark.
I'm a shark-eating man.
Oh, yeah? Shark
yeah.
But, no, man. In a sense, you were a man eating a shark.
Yes, man, comma, eating shark.
Or hyphen.
Whatever. No, not hyphen. That,
Are we out of time yet? We're please, please, please let's be out of time.
We're about out of time.
Wait a minute. Gene hasn't said anything.
Oh, yes.
Is
hold
Gene
on.
Like
get
the Alfred? Is he
yes.
the Alfred of
no.
the
Yes,
the
he's the Alfred.
He's the Alfred slash Pete Best of our Bat Beetle Fest. More like a Stu Sutcliffe. But this is Gene O'Brien. He is our what would we say, semi-regular on the show?
I would say.
Bagel bitch.
He's become the bagel bitch. He started off as our guy who knows everything about nothing, but then he kept bringing bagels. And so, but beyond all that, we love you. And you do have a great Hildebrandt Brothers story that how you know these guys.
Well, I met Greg years ago. I called, this is like 1981. Long story short, I asked for a commission. My commission wound up about the size of your drink sign over there, about like 4 feet by 3 feet, and you can't touch it for what I paid for it now. I paid like $2,000 for it. Back then, you couldn't touch something that size. He's a great guy. Gene, his manager slash wife, is wonderful. She's a very sharp businesswoman. She knows her cookies. She's got a big heart. I won't embarrass her by going over some of the generous things that she's done for people who are less fortunate, but between the two of them, I love them to death.
And the brothers actually painted you, and your face appears in a Lord of the Rings book.
No.
No.
No. No, not Lord of the Rings.
We have your facts
no.
in place.
No.
Greg, that's something Greg, else we'll edit out.
Greg has used me for different paintings throughout the years. It's been years since I've done one, but all through like the 80s.
Are you,
and so the
you're his muse?
Yes.
No. we need
totally
a guy to be.
Nude. With an apple in his mouth.
Across the room. I have to draw you.
No. No,
look
no,
at
no,
that
no.
Physique.
Be careful. Gene's his wife's name too.
So. Yeah,
we mean Gene O'Brien right yes. here with the microphone.
the ugly guy. Gene, me Gene.
The stories behind his eyes.
Yeah. But I've seen your face in their paintings.
Yeah,
it haunts me.
Yeah, well, I've been a freaking genie, literally a genie. I've been a leprechaun. I've been a leprechaun.
Genie O'Brien.
I've been myself. I've been one of the Red Queen guards in an Alice in the Wonderland painting. It's been pretty cool.
And he's painted a few of our other childhood friends too, Anthony and whatnot.
Anthony, right, my brother. Nikki's bought some stuff from him too.
So it's almost like you were cosplaying in paintings as these different characters.
No, he was
shut
just
up.
Standing there.
Shut up.
When you've got a face like Gene, you just want to paint it.
Right.
Paint it out.
Okay, so are we...
And go to the Garden State Comic Fest. Thank you very much.
And I think all right. Last words from Sal and Dave.
Yes.
Do you want you go first?
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, come to the show. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be exciting. And you get to see Bat Squad Radio in person, except for Kev.
Except for me. Yeah, on that note, folks, we touched on it earlier. I am moving to Orlando, Florida next week. So.
Boo.
Good.
Unconfirmed. Things can change. Things yeah. may change.
Enjoy Florida.
Thanks.
And the
Sharks. And the sharks.
I know there are sharks down there. So
and
we'll
the gators.
Maybe I will move with you. Hang out with the sharks.
Oh,
and the anacondas.
Hey, the good thing is there are no sharks in Orlando unless you go to SeaWorld. So you should be okay.
That's true.
You're kind of landlocked.
That is true.
Yeah, he's just got 8 foot alligators in his backyard.
Yes. And,
that's right.
Those pythons that they released.
15 foot anacondas and pythons
yeah.
and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I'm not going anymore. Thanks, guys. but Bat Squad Radio will continue via, you know, remote access.
We're just going to replace Kevin.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Isn't it
the
all
guy who owns all
though?
The equipment?
Like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Have a bake sale? Like, so,
yeah, you guys didn't eat all those cupcakes, did you?
We'll do a car wash in bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's my cherry pie.
You're sitting in your car, you see Denny slathered up on your windshield.
Oh, no. Here, take as much as you want. Get him off.
On that note,
I think that's about it. Folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Bat Squad Radio. I want to thank our two special guests, Dave, Sal. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you guys here. Good luck to guys for coming. Wish I could be there. I know these two guys are definitely going to be there, and hopefully most of our listeners, all five of you, will be out there in attendance. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
What day?
And have a safe 4th of July.
Yes, folks. Happy Independence Day, and to our Canadian listeners, I hope you had a great Canada Day, eh?
Oh, no.
All right, folks. That's going to be in Bat Squad Radio. Please check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/MJBatSquad, and check out all the great videos. Any new videos dropping soon?
Well, we just put out our salute to William Shatner last week.
I didn't know that came out.
You've been busy planning the move.
He doesn't watch your YouTube channel.
Pretend to be friends.
It's true as I say, not as I do, people. Go visit the YouTube channel that I never go to unless I'm actually there. All right, folks, with that's going to do it for Bat Squad Radio this week. Please check us out next time. Same Bat Squad time, same Bat Squad channel.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN.